Happy Open Line Thursday, everybody. We are the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM Monumental Sports Network. As well, we're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician. Go to cropmetcalf.com to get all of your details online. You got a three-man junk show this Thursday morning. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter, at Cakes Flops. On the Instagram, I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning, Cakes.
Hello. Good morning to you. John Paul Flame also here.
What's up, Cakesy?
What's up? Good morning to you as well. Eric Bickle, I believe, in the Midwest of the country, in Chicago, on a golf trip.
Yeah, he was already moaning and groaning about having to play 4 rounds in 3 days.
Yeah, well... I mean, look, I'm a play once or twice a year kind of guy at this point. I don't think, I mean, unless I was financially motivated, I just don't think I could do 36 holes of golf in one day. It's just too much. I mean, I feel beat up after one round of golf to then do it again a few hours later. Like, I'm leaking oil by like the eighth or ninth hole. I just couldn't see myself doing that for
and he doesn't
36
want to do it.
Of them.
He doesn't want to do it at all.
That would be brutal.
He's doing it to be a team player, but he'll be complaining the entire. Yeah. Is he playing 36 tomorrow? So I guess they're playing 18 today, 36 tomorrow.
I think that's right. 18. Saturday. I think that's the sched.
Yeah, he'll be complaining all day tomorrow.
Yeah,
and tomorrow night.
Cakes, I see that your poison ivy has come down a bit.
You know what? I'm glad you pointed out, JP. Here was the most offensive patch, and it is fading.
Mm. Oh, is it expanded?
No. I had like a little patch here on my wrist. There were certain other spots where it popped up, but this was the main offender.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I need. And I apologize. I'm on about 3+ hours sleep because I was up late last night.
I can't wait to hear about that.
I was at the Metallica show. I'll give all the details like it's 7 o'clock.
But sleep.
I went to bed at about 12:30. And you think I fell immediately asleep at 12:30?
Probably fell asleep at 1:10.
Probably fell asleep at 1.
Yeah.
Tossing and turning. Anyway.
Ears ringing even more than usual.
Correct. Because after about 30 seconds of Metallica launching into their opener, I took out my earplugs.
You did.
I was like, I'm going to experience the whole thing. I'm not going to do this one with earplugs. So yeah, the ears are ringing extra hard.
Yeah.
Back to my point. I need a 55-gallon drum of prednisone. Because that's what I'm on.
That's a steroid.
Yeah, prednisone is a steroid.
Doesn't it make your face fat?
They give you all these warnings, you know, side effects. I think you could retain a little bit of weight. Well, I mean, if I retain a few extra pounds, how would I tell?
So be it.
1 or 2 pounds, I'm like, okay, whatever. And then you can get overly emotional if you're on steroids. I haven't seen any difference there. But you know what I have noticed? My freaking poison ivy disappearing on a daily basis. Now, it's not all the way gone, but it's way better than it was about 6 days ago.
A lot better. Yeah.
So
it's good.
So did you get just a prescription that was too short?
No. I'm still on it.
Okay.
Like, it's a 10-day course. But what I'm saying is,
you want it for the future.
I want it. I just want it in my medicine cabinet at all
just
times.
Just to have. Yeah.
Just to have it. Now, not to abuse it. I'm just saying, like, if I get poison ivy again, which I will, because I'm highly allergic, I don't have to go through the rigmarole of a telehealth doctor meeting, or God forbid, an in-person meeting with my doctor.
Yeah.
I can just go to my medicine
cabinet.
Pop the
preg. Yeah.
Grab my prednisone, take it for 10 days. I know how to taper it. I take 5 pills for the first 5 days. I know how it works. I can do it.
Maybe there's a doctor listening. He can just hook you.
Maybe there is.
Matt and Mike, can we get a doctor to help out Cakes to get him a
now, I'm
2 gallon
really
jug
serious,
of Preg?
But I mean,
Cakes is on his own on that.
Oh, okay.
It's a wonder drug. So I now know why. I understand fully why athletes use steroids.
Mm-hmm. My mom used to take prednisone.
She makes sense.
She had something called Wegener's disease, and I can't remember exactly why, but what happened when she did the prednisone is her face got extra puffy.
Yeah. Does my face look extra puffy?
Not really. It's
your
hard
eyes.
To tell.
No, your eyes do.
My eyes are definitely puffy. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, your eyes.
Yeah.
The rest of your face, can't really tell.
Yeah.
Okay, you can see it in the eyes, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's also like 3 hours sleep.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Not taking proper care of sleep hygiene.
It's okay.
Yeah. It might be more than I got last night, to be honest with you.
More than you got?
Yeah.
Were you
watching? He watched the OKC game.
Not really. That was a blowout.
Yeah, of course. Bloodbath.
It's a blowout.
I told my buddies that I put $100 on the Thunder money line to win $29.
Hey, you know what? That's free money.
I'm just trying to build my account. I'm just trying to build it.
That's what you should be.
Build it. Should be doing it all times.
And
my buddy said, why didn't you just take the T-Wolves and put $5 on them or $10 and make, you know, $35? Because you're going to make more than the 29. I said,
well, they have to win.
There's no chance they're going to win.
Yeah, that's a problem. Your buddy's has a,
he's a donkey
serious
Kong.
Flaw in his thinking.
He's a Donkey Kong. And I told him, I said, do you know what the record of the Thunder is at home this season? He said, no. No idea.
Didn't care.
I said 42-7.
Right.
Now 43-7.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good record.
So they won 43 out of 50 games in OKC.
You might have actually stayed up to watch this. The Timberwolves scored 9 points in the first quarter.
I only watched a little bit of the first quarter.
Nueve.
Yeah.
Nine. They didn't get the double digits in the quarter. I
mean, that's game over. That's with all of the urgency to try to stay alive and extend the series. They could manage 9 points.
Yeah.
It's been
gross.
So easy for teams to score in the NBA these years. Now, the playoffs have been more physical. We had Antonio Daniels on the show, and he mentioned that they had 32 points in the first half.
Yeah.
So there was no reason to stay up to watch that.
No. What was the score at halftime? Let's see. It was 65-32. Is that right?
Yep.
65-32. Yep. And if you look at the Thunder's 12 wins so far in the playoffs, I heard Tim Legler talking about it this morning. I believe half of them have been 30 points or more.
Well, don't they have 4 40-point wins?
Yeah, so there's four, and then a couple of 30-point wins.
It's absurd.
I mean, they're just blowing teams out.
Now, Denver pushed them to a game seven, but in the first round, which I believe should be shortened to best out of three, they smashed Memphis 4-0. They win this one via gentleman sweep. 4-1. And I think that's what's going to happen in the NBA Finals, too, when they play Indiana, most likely.
Yep.
They're going to mow through them.
I'm just excited for the years 28, 29, and 30 when I'm watching the Wizards hopefully buzzsaw people in the Eastern Conference Finals like OKC is doing. That's the hope. That's the package that we're being sold as Wizards fans.
Yeah, but are you going to be able to get a King's ransom like Oklahoma City did?
Yeah.
When they traded away Paul George for Jordan Poole or Chris Middleton?
I'm not sure about that part.
Probably not.
I don't have that part covered.
That's the problem.
That's one where you have to address our friend Will Dawkins.
Paul George was at one point considered one of the top five players in the game. And he was at the top of his game in his prime when Oklahoma City flipped him for all the picks and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
If you're asking me if Will Dawkins has that guy that he can flip for all of those assets, including a future first-team All-NBAer, I'm going to guess that he doesn't have that guy on the roster.
Now, Will Dawkins has done a good job making trades to acquire more picks, but I don't know if they have the ammunition to pull off what Oklahoma City
did. JP, don't rain on my parade. Don't ruin my dream. Don't ruin my pipe dream of rooting for the Wizards in the Eastern Conference Finals in 3 or 4 years.
Hey, I hope you're right, because I'll be there right by your side with my bucket hat rooting for the Wizards.
Now, Will Dawkins certainly has some credit in what the Thunder have done.
Definitely.
He was only there, I think, 4 years as vice president of basketball ops.
Yeah.
But he gets some credit.
Absolutely. 100%,
right? Yeah, it's pretty impressive. The Thunder back in the finals, first time in 13 years?
Yes. And then Florida just mowed through their series in the NHL.
Yeah.
So Carolina gave Washington the business.
Yeah.
And then Florida gave Carolina the business.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I know how the Carolina Hurricanes fan base feels.
Think about
we felt the exact same way.
That's how good this Florida Panthers team
they
is.
Are
because
legit.
Carolina's a good team.
Yeah.
We saw it. We saw how they play.
Hey, Valdez, maybe at some point today I need you to uncover probably 3 or 4 years ago where I said the Florida Panthers are losers. They have loser DNA coursing through their veins. Yeah. And since then, this is their third Stanley Cup final.
That's called a retract.
I don't know if I would retract it. I would just wear that as an L.
Oh. Is that a freezing cold take?
That's a freezing. Yeah, I could go on freezing cold takes. Absolutely.
So they outscored the Hurricanes in the series. Let's see. 5-3, 6-2. That's 11-5, 16-5, 21-7, 21-10.
Yeah, it's pretty thorough domination.
And if you add in the regular season, they scored a billion goals in the games in the regular season. So they were just dominant.
You're welcome to call us on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up on the guest roster, we've got Matt Doherty, former UNC coach and Indiana Pacers scout. We will talk to him about the NBA playoffs. Coming up next, some big names are missing from Commanders OTAs. We'll tell you who missed yesterday. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.